Wheeler before this, we're listening to Jason Molina's project here, and Jason Molina passed away a couple years ago, and here's a tune that does him great justice. Before this was Pointing at the Sun with Cheryl Wheeler, and with to open up this set was Nico Case with Thrice All American. Stay tuned for a great night of music with Highway 322 signing off. My name is Jeff Romaine. Been great having you guys here, and thank you for the calls. And stay tuned for Ragtime America with Jack Rome. We'll have a good night, everybody.
Good evening and welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to start a three-part series that will take us through to the end of the month. Ragtime was born and bred in the United States, right in the heart of America, mostly in the Missouri Valley area. But over time, it has spread virtually to all over the world, shall we say. And so this particular series is going to focus on ragtimers who are living in Europe. And so I'm calling this Ragtime Across the Pond, referring, of course, to the Atlantic Ocean there. So part one will be tonight, where we will be featuring all British artists tonight, and we've got 14 of them, maybe 15 of them, if we can get through them all tonight. So let's get on with the music. Turning to the first one on our list is Philip Dyson, who is English. He has been to several ragtime festivals here in the United States, so many of our listeners perhaps have run across him and or his name. But he's a great interpreter of Scott Joplin. And so here from 1906 by Joplin is the Ragtime Dance as played by Philip Dyson. Thank you. Philip Dyson has brought us The Ragtime Dance by Scott Joplin from 1906.
This program is brought to you by the KGNU Listener members and by Boulder Massage Therapy Institute, bringing massage therapy education back to Boulder with full-time and part-time programs. Classes begin mid-September, preparing students for licensure by February. The Institute also offers massage in their student clinic. More information at 303-618-5518 and on the web at bouldermassageinstitute.com.
Well, next on our list is John Petley. John was born and raised in England, but emigrated to the United States, now lives on the East Coast in the Maryland area, and has been featured at a lot of ragtime festivals across the country. So once again, it may be a familiar name to you. Let's listen to John as he brings us an old standard from 1909, this by Henry Lodge, very popular in its day. It's called the Temptation Rag. Petley with a rollicking version of Temptation Rag from 1909. Next up is the New Century Ragtime Orchestra, based, I believe, out of London. And they have recorded one album that I know of, but it's a good one. And let's listen to them as they approach a piece written by Cecil Macklin back in 1911. It's got a French name to it, Très Moutard, which means too much mustard. Mm-hmm. New Century Ragtime Orchestra from London with a great one-step there called Tre Moutarde from 1911. Let's move on now to a gentleman named Duncan Swift. I'm not sure what part of Britain he's from, but as far as I'm aware, he's still there. And he has recorded an album of Jelly Roll Morton. So here from, would be the early 1920s, comes a piece called The Pearls with Duncan Swift. Could hear a little pop and crack on that one. That's an old piece of vinyl. Duncan Swift and The Pearls by Jelly Roll Morton. Well, this next performer plays banjo, classic banjo, which means, I think, gut strings and bare fingers to pick those tunes. And he's a native of Bristol, England. Grew up listening to the works of a banjo player named Joe Morley and tried to imitate him and ultimately master his style, which he has apparently done very, very successfully. So, from another old piece of vinyl, this one on the Rounder American label. Here is the classic banjo of William J. Ball, and he'll be playing Thumbs Up by Joe Morley. Maestro, William J. Ball on classic banjo and Thumbs Up by Joe Morley. We'll turn now to Keith Nichols, a great pianist who has recorded actually all over Europe but is based out of London. And he also directs orchestras, and so we will listen to the Keith Nichols Ragtime Orchestra on this particular piece. Once again, an LP. I think Britain was the first overseas country to really welcome ragtime and play a lot of it. And so a lot of these performers have been around for a long time, and all we have are LPs. But here from 1916 is the Springtime Rag by Paul Pratt. And here is the Keith Nichols Ragtime Orchestra. Thank you. knows a little bit of musical bits, I guess, from Felix Mendelssohn's Spring Song. That was The Springtime Rag by Paul Pratt from 1916, and that was Keith Nichols and his Ragtime Orchestra. Turning now to a name that should be quite familiar to our listeners because we call on this gentleman a lot. His name is Neville Dickey, and he currently resides in London, where he performs virtually every night. He's been to a lot of festivals here and has recorded I don't know how many albums. I've lost count. But here he is playing a piece by the late, great jazz pianist Don Ewell, recorded or written sometime prior to 1956, but I don't know when. Here is Don Ewell's Southside Strut, as played by Neville Dickey. Great Neville Dickey there. He keeps a rhythm like no one else I know, just right on every single time. Southside Strut by Don Ewell. Turning now to Ray Smith. I don't know what Ray is up to or even where he is, but he was based in London at the time that this LP was cut a number of years ago. And he was part of the London Ragtime Orchestra, which we will hear later on in the program. But here he is with a solo album, once again on LP, and it's 1906, and it's Kinklets by Arthur Marshall. Thank you. Well, most of those LPs you're listening to tonight kind of went through the flood in my basement and didn't survive the flood quite as well as I had hoped. So there's a lot of damage to the surface of these LPs, and you hear a lot of clicks. But the music still comes through, and I hope that it works out for you. Certainly works out for me. Moving to a group called the Charleston Chasers. This is a group out of the London area that recorded a few CDs for the Stomp Off label. And then I don't know what happened to them after that. I'm not sure that they recorded anything else beyond that. But here is a nice cakewalk from 1897, a very popular one by Carrie Mills. This is At a Georgia Camp Meeting by the Charleston Chasers. Version there of At a Georgia Camp Meeting. That was the Charleston Chasers. We'll turn now to a woman named Susan Tomes, a classically trained pianist who still performs and has concertized, does a lot of work with small groups. But she also recorded a very interesting CD some time ago of the works of Billy Merrill, the novelty pianist composer from England also. So let's listen to Susan as she brings us one of Billy Merrill's pieces from 1935. Here is Bats in the Belfry. Thank you. Oh, what a delightfully lovely light touch on that. Susan Tolmes and Bats in the Belfry by Billy Merrill. John James is a guitarist from Wales. Still there as far as I know. And has recorded a lot of different things, including rags for guitar. Here's one that we don't play too often. It's from 1914. It's called The Silver Swan by Scott Joplin. And let's listen to John James as he introduces this piece.
Guitar players playing these piano rags. A lot of them very complicated, sort of what they call classical rags. And one of the number one piano player from those days was a chap called Scott Joplin. As you know, Scott Joplin got very famous after his death, not so much during his lifetime. Not that his death was sensational or different. I mean, they all, in those days, they all were dying with syphilis. It wasn't no big thing. They couldn't help it. I mean, the pianos were filthy, you know, and they didn't used to die, they used to fade. So here's one of Scott Joplin's pieces that he played as he was fading. It's a very strange piece. It's called The Silver Swan.
John James on guitar and Silver Swan by Scott Joplin. This was a piece that Joplin never wrote down. He recorded it for a piano roll. The piano roll was discovered in the 1970s. Somebody notated it from there, and now we have the music. Turning to the London Ragtime Orchestra, I referred to this earlier when I was talking about Ray Smith. He was their pianist. They recorded one album and dispersed, so I don't know where they all went, maybe to other parts of Britain, who knows. But while they were in the process of playing around and recording around and so on, they cut a piece by J. Russell Robinson from 1911 called The Minstrel Man. Here's the London Ragtime Orchestra. Nice version by the London Ragtime Orchestra of The Minstrel Man by J. Russell Robinson. Well, I don't know too much about this next group, other than the fact that they are from Britain. It's called Jeff Love and his Ragtime Gang. And let's listen to a piece that was popular in its day by the duo of Henry Kleinkauf and Guy Hall. From 1917, it's called the Johnson Rag, and here is Jeff Love and his gang. Thank you. Nice happy sound there of Jeff Love and his ragtime band and the Johnson Rag from 1917. Well, we got one more to go here, and we'll let this gentleman take us out tonight. His name is Ron Weatherburn, and he's from the Cumbria area of the United Kingdom, and recorded an album on LP record back in the early 1980s for Stomp Off, and then kind of disappeared from the scene, but he's back now and he's got a CD out. So I'm happy to play that. This will be a little more jazz oriented than what we've listened to so far. It was actually written by Joe Oliver, Joe King Oliver. It's called The Snake Rag. And that one will take us out till the end. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America this evening as we did Ragtime Across the Pond, Part 1, across the Atlantic Ocean into the European continent. And we started with that big island right off the continent called Britain. And all of our performers tonight were from there. But we'll move on to the actual continent in part two. So thanks again for joining us, and here is Ron Weatherburn with the Snake Rag. Well, that one threw me a curveball. We did hear a piano solo there by Ron Wedderburn, but it turned out to be a jazz band piece. Anyway, you are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks as always, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening, and it's amazing when you start going through your record collection on some sort of tangent and you realize just how massive your collection is. Tonight, we have an entire evening concerning apples, so stay tuned for some really fun swinging sounds. Let's get started now with Woody Herman during World War II and the first heard, even before they were recording back again for Columbia Records in 1944. He was recording for V-Disc, and this is a very early recording of what was to become a Herman standard.
We're making V-Discs today, and now we'd like to do a tune for you called Apple Honey. It's a jumper. We hope you get a kick out of it.